say variety is the spice of life. We've won one, we've drawn one, and we've lost one. Life's never dull, Ben.
No, it never is.
Welcome to episode 5, this is Wise Men Say. Welcome, hello. This is episode 5 of Wise Men Say.
Hello.
And we are very happy to be here.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Robin. We are a little bit sort of average at the moment, aren't we?
We're covering all bases.
Covering all bases. We're scoring, we've scored 4 goals away from home at Peterborough, which is no mean feat.
Yeah, we scored 4 goals at home in the last 2 games.
Smashed Bristol Rovers.
In your face, Rovers.
Yeah, like got them into a real frenzied panic in the second half. They didn't like it, did they?
Shall I sit here? Shall I sit there?
Yeah, they didn't like it. And then, I'm not sure what happened today. Today was a bit of a surreal experience. 4 goals are sending off, and still I don't feel like I've actually seen a game of football. How does that work?
I want my money back.
I'm not sure what that means.
Their points of view. When will Swindon realise?
This is episode 5 of Wise Men Say. 5 episodes, wow.
We feel like we're growing, but as always, we'd love to hear from you people.
We'd love to hear from you.
We have an email address.
We do have an email address. All you need to do is email wisemensay@live.co.uk and we'll pick it up.
You know, we also have a blog / website, which is wisemensaystfc.blogspot.com. Go and visit it. Pass it on to your friends.
Yeah,
take it to dinner parties. Tattoo it on your face.
This is episode 5. We're going to review the 3 games that we've mentioned. We've also got a little feature on the best strike partner that we could have for Charlie Austin.
I just want to call it a partner for Charlie.
A partner for Charlie. Like a place in the country or...
place in the country or Strictly Come Dancing.
Or a vet in practice.
Is
that even
that's like the worst reality show. Cooking in prison. That's what it's like. Anyway, we hope you enjoy it.
Indeed.
It comes to Rose. He's putting some excellent crosses tonight. Morrison, it's in. It's 1-0. The big centre half gives Swindon the lead.
First match review of episode 5. Swindon at home to Bristol Rovers on Monday the 11th of October.
It's a win.
Great win. Great win against a good side, Ben.
Yes, we weren't really in the game for the first 15 minutes.
We weren't at all. I turned to John and I said, where's the win going to come from? And then 15 minutes into the second...
Did John have the answers?
John didn't have the answers. 15 minutes into the second half, it was like, well, why aren't we 4-0 up? But 15 minutes into the first half, it was definitely...
Why aren't we 4-0 down?
Yeah.
They really... you can't say they came out all guns blazing. I think we were kind of asleep for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, let them play a bit.
Too many underhit passes and sort of a lot of defenders playing the ball without actually looking where they're passing it to and sort of
silly things. They're a good side, you know, and that made me happy that we made them look very average in the second half. In fact, we were pressuring them so hard that they were having to clear the ball out for throw-ins and goal kicks and what have you.
We were getting up
clearing the ball out for a goal kick.
It might work. Yeah, we were getting into them. The first 15 minutes of the second half were the best I've seen this season.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Atmosphere was great as well.
Yeah, definitely. For a night game, for a game that's televised live on Sky Television.
Where are all their fans, Ben?
Bristol? Still in Bath? I don't know.
Yeah.
They marched down to the counter-ground, all 900 strong, I think it was. Was it 900? They're probably not even that, was it?
Maybe, 9 or 800.
You reckon?
I don't know. I'm not like Rain Man. I can't just look at things and total them up.
You do remind me a bit of Rain Man.
Yeah, I remind myself of Rain Man.
Yes. Anyway. Amankwa was a bit scary first half.
The love is rapidly...
No, the love's not going, okay? It's like when a dog bites his owner. You still love him, but he's just hurt you. That's what it was. But yeah, that first half... Kev, you're killing us now.
There was that one section, wasn't there, where everything he did was... It was like whatever the opposite to the Midas touch would be. The Sadim touch.
You just put it backwards.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
he got an ironic cheer when he
did something right.
Took a throw incorrectly.
he is a bit like that. I think he's a bit of a confidence player for me. You know, he's big and strong and quick and all the rest of it. He can actually cross a ball quite well as well. And particularly last season, he was one of our unsung heroes, I thought. I thought he was very effective in the right-back role. I thought he was quite, not afraid to get forward. And, wasn't... you never felt... your heart was always in your mouth whenever someone was... trying to take him on, made him turn so that he was running back to goal. But this season he's looked shaky, and the Bristol Rovers compared with his compared with his performance at London Road was...
We'll get on to that one.
Yes.
I want to say that Richie and Bull are a great double act. Like Cannon and Bull.
Like Cannon and Bull, but with Richie and Bull instead.
Yes, or, I don't know, mince meat and tomato sauce.
Yeah, tomato. Yeah, they are a good double act. Bull, for me, more of a second striker, and Richie, obviously, a bit more naturally suited to playing out wide, although Bull seems to do okay.
I like
the
way they interchange. Bull's on a hot streak.
He is.
I know I'm using a lot of American terms today.
Tomato hot streak.
I don't know why.
Yeah, they're two quality players, and Richie certainly looks more than capable of operating, you know, at the next level. Whatever that is.
I just gave Robin a strange look then, because that's a very strange thing to say. They were the catalyst for me, Ball and Richie. Or Cannon and Ball, I'm going to call them now. Cannon and Ball were definitely the catalyst for us performing a lot better in the second half and sort of getting back into it to the first half as well.
Ferry was good too.
Ferry was good. Yeah. I would say, but for the wingers, it's nice to have wingers who can actually beat people. No offence, O'Brien. And produce a cross. Again, I'm not singling you out, O'Brien. But it's nice to have those components, which are kind of, you'd say, essential to being a winger.
And can we just confirm that the fact you mentioned O'Brien twice in that last passage is purely coincidental?
Yeah, it's the first name that came to my mind.
Yeah. He is a winger. He came on and did a job against Dagenham and Redbridge. That's the most effective. Actually, no, we forget. You know, it's weird. I looked at the table. We're 11 games in now. In fact,
we're 12
games in. It really has. It's been a weird season as well. It's almost like life's never dull because the results don't have any consistency or pattern to them, but life still is a bit dull because we can't expect to, you know, we can't really hope for promotion or the excitement of a survival. I know. But that's quite a way in. That's
you can still taste the toothpaste from my early morning brushing of the teeth.
Yeah.
That's the analogy I'm going
to
use.
Who was it I was speaking to? I was speaking to someone the other day about it. No names mentioned, it was at football training, but they were saying, you know, you forget the last season was a little bit shaky as well to start with, and it wasn't quite on this grand scale, but then again the league wasn't quite as tight either. It was still a tight league, it's always been a tight league, but I mean anything can still happen. It's just we're waiting to, I think we'll win today anyway. That's the other, I'm talking about Orient.
Right, I'm just going to power through some of the points here, Bass.
Go for it, mate. I'll just
so great header by Bull, unlucky to hit the bar. He's on form at the moment.
He got ahead of his man so well then.
Yep.
Showed good strength.
Bit surprised it took Wilson so long to start including him, but I'm glad he's been included so much.
Obviously got an eye for goal, getting a header in like that.
Sean Morrison is a goal-scoring centre-half as well as a freak of nature.
As well as, and you know, that's, a, you know, I saw him on Saturday night, Ben, just briefly, yeah. Saw him in longs, didn't say anything to him, but the guy is massive. He's huge. he was with Charlie and JP, anyway.
Moving on. Yeah, we said about the first 15 minutes of the second half. Even though, was he offside? I don't know. But Pericard missing that header. Pericard.
What are you doing, mate? Come on, sort it out.
Put it in, always score. Great assist by Ferry.
First touch. I know. Two touches of such poise.
Right there, big man.
On the goal.
Busting into the box here, big man.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Turn me, lad. Sorry. I think he's suited to the attacking midfield role.
Seems it. He's very sort of neat and tidy. He was always neat and tidy in possession. I don't think I ever saw him take a shot last season. Took a shot.
Yeah.
But yeah, there we go. I mean, you know, Big Kev should be playing at number 10, as we all know, but Ferry's certainly making a strong case.
Well, with that assist, I've not seen the replays on Sky, and I've only seen the replays on SGFC Player, but my initial reaction at the time was it would have gone in anyway, Ferry's cross. So Perigard just kind of stealing.
Yeah, I heard you say that. I had a look at it. I think it would have hit the post.
No, it was going straight in. Also, the thing about McGovern that you notice at the moment is just how anonymous he is.
Yeah, it's...
Where is he? He does a lot of running, but what's he actually doing? And that's... Because it's not really his natural position, is it?
It's weird, because like, Amankwa and McGovern were our right side last season, and they were very effective. You know, there was overlap from Amankwa. McGovern was always solid, you know, efficient in possession and putting in decent crosses. And now, Amankwa looks lost for his defensive duties, and McGovern looks ineffective in the middle. So that's a shame. I think we are missing Greer as well, massively, if I'm honest, just for the organisational piece.
Yeah.
But
it's nice to see the scoreboard stop working at the end as well.
Yeah, that's
Sky awesome. Took all the power.
A few seasons ago, that scoreboard said that we were S Town for a little bit.
What's wrong with that, S Dog?
Who are they? S Town.
It's a good name. It's like when Swindon went street. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. Appeal to the youth crowd.
It does sound like one of those bands, doesn't it? Like JLS supported with S Town. I don't know. Girl!
girl, a man was here
in my world. My love uncurled.
Oh, that's why you're not allowed to join S-Town.
Yeah, that's why I'm not allowed in boy bands. And because I'm rather tall and weird looking.
So, yeah, Bristol Rovers, great win, great look, great drummer, good all round.
Great drummer?
Yeah, Spinal Tap quote.
Oh, I'm with you, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, well, that was a review of sorts of Bristol Rovers.
Is there to be a winner? Posh driving forward, right the way across, it's turned in off of Manqua. And Peterborough could well have snatched this thriller. It's an own goal, it's 5-4.
Going to look at the Peterborough game last Saturday on the 16th at London Road now.
Big Kev, you're breaking our hearts.
I mean...
Is that too early to go into that?
No, that's fine. I mean, yeah, it was heartbreak. Heartbreak from Big Kev at the end there. Although, to be fair, Mikael Smith was there on the back post, wasn't he? Ready to tap it in. So.
It would have been a goal anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, he could have maybe cleared it instead. But
yeah, but his positioning was all sort of a bit... Your shape was your body shape was a bit wrong.
I listened to it on the radio and it sounded like when we went 3-0 down, Big Kev was one of the main reasons we got into it. But then I looked at the highlights and I saw that, yeah, he did provide the cross for the first one. And the second one, you could make a case for him providing the cross, but really it was just something, they should have cleared it, shouldn't they? So he wasn't that involved. I tried my best to deny the fact that Big Kev is having a poor season. I don't want.
He's having a poor season.
He is having a poor season. He was up fought against Dagenham as well the first.
Don't say it. It's like you're making fun of my child.
No, all right, I'm sorry.
Anyway, he's not my child. Clearly.
For the neutral,
what
a game! It had everything.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, that's 9 goals.
They don't get that in the Premiership.
No.
Well, not very often, anyway.
Not really.
Their first 3 goals. So I was listening to this on the way to driving down to Cardiff. So I listened to it as far as Bristol. Got to about sort of just Bristol, about to go on the bridge. And that's when I couldn't pick up Wiltshire Sound anymore. So I was able to hear their first 3 goals there. And having watched them on STFC player, all really soft. Kind of just trickled in.
They did a bit. A positive start from Peterborough, who are, you know...
They're a good team.
A good team and the division's top scorers at the time. So we could, you know, in a way, maybe we could have expected it a little bit more. Credit where credit's due. It was a positive start, particularly the first one. They moved it very quickly. Mm. Got the cross in, and there we go. Our heads were down by the time the third one went in. The third one was just, go on then, have another one.
You would be, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely,
it's so different. And I know, like, people say, oh, never let your heads drop, but come on, man, we're all human, we all do it.
That's it.
I get upset when I stub my toe, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, stand on a plug.
No, exactly. That's it. Write the day off for me. Yeah. The third goal they scored is a rubbish kick from Lucas, but it's not, I don't think it's Lucas's fault, it's just, they were still far enough out that it shouldn't really be much danger, but he's been able to just goes through, someone's put it through to them, and just tripled
it.
Yeah,
it was like, whatever.
But then, Bess, we were a bit down in the dumps, but then something glorious happened.
Yeah, I mean, a fantastically taken first.
Yep. Great shimmy by ball.
Great
send
shimmy.
Send him one way, cannon and ball.
Yeah, cannoned him one way, balled him the other.
Balled him. That makes it sound like he... I'm not even going to say what makes it sound like he did. But yeah, more importantly, assisted by Big Kev.
Yeah, well done, Big Kev, for the creative force. God, it must have been absolutely mental for 3-3 at half-time, ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, all of the goals for Swindon, I thought, you know
Charlie,
right.
Charlie comes on and that's that.
Game over.
Yeah, you're in trouble now.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the second goal.
I thought it's a bit harsh on Perricar. It kind of sends out the wrong, I mean, and I'm a fan of Perricar, and I think as long as he is at the club, until his legs completely go, he will continue to do a good job, because I think he's a quality player. That's just my opinion. But I think it sends out a bit of a weird message when you take him off and you put Charlie on, you know.
Well, in the first half,
it kind of... Some people could interpret that as, you know...
Charlie's back.
Yeah, Charlie's back. Move over.
Well, I'm not going to complain about that, because I...
Well, it worked.
It did work, you know. And Perricard, so he's all right. He's, you know...
I know you're not a fan, and a lot of people aren't.
Richie's got... To use a partridgeism here, he's got a foot like a traction engine. Yeah. Anyway, Richie, he's got a great shot on him.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks the real deal. Really does.
And the real deal.
I'm looking forward to seeing him today. I think we're going to demolish Leighton Orient today.
Well, yeah, we'll get on to that.
Yeah, we'll get on to that.
Composure shown by Ball for a second goal. See, he's waited for the keeper there to make the move, and then he's just taken it past him. Yeah.
Drop the shoulder.
Yeah.
Keeper's thought, oh, God, I look silly.
I kind of reckon that Ball might be a good dancer.
Yeah, maybe. It would take him to the ball. talking of jokes, funnies, there was a funny on the, I listened to the whole thing on BBC Wiltshire. This is fantastic, right? So halfway through the second half, Ofori Twamsi comes on for Lee Frecklington, right? Yeah. And Nathaniel Mendes-Lang comes on for Aaron Davis.
Yeah.
And obviously Craig McCall Smith's already on the pitch. So there's three double-barreled names on the pitch.
Yeah.
So Vic Morgan says, they like their double-barreled names in the Peterborough side, don't they?
Yeah.
And the co-commentator, I can't remember who it was, but comes up with, well, they're a very posh side.
Oh!
I know. And all I've done there is basically listen to the radio last week and then repeat the joke on a podcast this week. But I don't care.
Do you reckon they rehearsed it?
I can't remember who it was. Who was it? Can anyone email in and tell us who it was?
Tell us what you think.
It was an ex-Swindon player. I can't bloody remember who it was now.
No. Right, a couple of, I think, final points for me. I know this has
It wasn't Eddie Whitbread.
This is your star. We're not going into in-depth analysis of these games, obviously. But Rosehead, Sean. Rosehead. Or to use the Americanism again, Rosie.
Rosie. That sounds like Rosie. Rosie. Rosie and Jim.
Yeah. Rosehead, Sean.
Rosehead and Jim.
Rosehead. Give him Big Kev no option. He sees the net in front of him, he just wants to score. He does it every day in training. You've seen him do it. He can finish. Oh, it was a heartbreaking, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah.
Well, because I, you texted me on when I was on the way down, and luckily when I was at a service station, I read it because I wouldn't read a text.
What service driving. Station were you at?
It's Major or whatever it is. Okay. Major or whatever it's called. And
nice.
Stop asking me a relevant question. Yes, the facilities were very nice. Had shower facilities, which is obviously very nice if you've been travelling a long distance. Don't ask, you're going to give me that look like you're going to ask another question about it. And I've completely forgotten what I'm going to... This is what... We don't have professionalism yet, okay? Yeah, so you texted me and you said, oh, it's for real. And then when I finally got to my girlfriend's in Cardiff... Yeah, 5-4.
Yeah, I mean... Heartbreak. One of those ones where... It's the curse of the peas, Ben. Plymouth, Peterborough. If you're a neutral, games against teams that begin with P are great to watch. If you're not a neutral, they're heartbreaking. There we go. Have we got any more teams with P in our league? Because that's going to be another goal fest with a late last-minute winner for them, surely.
This Robin's tip of the day.
Yeah, look out for the P's. No, that's it. We've played all the... So that means, okay, in theory then, if my my yin and yang sort of is working, then that means when we play Peterborough and Plymouth in the second half of the
goals.
Season, expect goals and expect a last-minute winner to even it out. We'd do some last-minute winners is what I'm trying to say.
You know, me and you had that discussion about how when you beat a team, if they've beaten another team, that means you're better than them. The like discussion that people used to have when they were younger. Like I remember someone saying to me, because can you remember when Norwich beat like Bayern Munich?
Yeah.
And Bayern Munich had beaten like Man United or something like that. And someone's going, that means that Norwich are better than Man United. And some I think or even it might be because Swindon had beaten Norwich, they're like, so that means Swindon are better than Bayern Munich. And I wanted to try and
There's some brilliant ones of those though. You can if you do a bit of research, you can make any team.
Well, that's
better
what
than
I'm
any other team.
Can someone make Swindon the current European champion? So they have to work it all the way back to them beating a team, whichever it is, so that someone ends up beating Inter Milan. And it has to be within the last year. Can you do it? Email in to wisemensay@live.co.uk.
Within the last year, yeah, that's a good challenge.
It's a good challenge. If you do it, there'll be a prize.
Yeah, can we give the competition a name?
Make Swindon the European Championships? Or can we call it Europe Quest?
Yeah. Yeah, we can call it Europe Quest. Even though that sounds a bit like a board game made by Parker.
By Scott Parker.
A board game made by... Did you know he makes board games?
Well, it's just one of his hobbies, isn't it?
Yeah. He also is a chauffeur in Thunderbirds. any other
Parker-related jobs that Scott Parker has? I'm right. My final thought on this game is
lady. What the hell was that?
It's just what? Okay, listen. I just want to point out that was not me who did that that impression there, because Robin said, "What the hell was that?" Really quickly, it made it sound like I've done it. He was the one who did that really bad impression.
Me.
My final thought on this game...
I could have let it lie as well. It was gone. It was way in the past.
We're running way over time here, but it doesn't matter. Right, okay, my final thing on the game is, I know it's heartbreaking that we've lost, but at 3-0 down, I really did fear that it was going to end up being a 6-0, 7-0 drubbing, because
we're competing against good teams.
They're a very good team, right? They've come down a division. They've got three of the best strikers of the league, as alluded to by Danny Wilson.
Danny Wilson said that, yeah.
So it's got to be true.
It's got to be true. He also said we'd ended our unbeaten run. No, we'd ended our bad streak, rather. And he said, you know,
this is away from home against a top team.
Yeah.
To at least give them a rough number.
That's been the story of their season, hasn't it? They've been scoring loads and letting in loads.
And don't get us wrong, we are aware how football works. Yeah. So we know it's still a defeat. It's not a case of, well, we scored four, so it's all a good result. It's just, you know, it's at least they came back into it. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's twice now where we've looked dead and buried and we've managed to come back into it. So there's a bit of fight there.
Ooh, away the lads, man.
Away the lads, man. Anyway, that was Peterborough. Okay, we're going to review the game. Saturday, 23rd of October, County Ground. We have just drawn 2-2 with Leighton Orient.
We're full of KFC, so we're quite happy, but it was a bit of a frustrating day.
It was, yeah. We never really got going until almost a story of the season, Ben. We never really seemed to get going until the odds are stacked against us. I'm thinking Plymouth, I'm thinking Peterborough.
We pull it back to a certain degree. Well, to be fair, we have pulled it back and rescued a point.
I think Wilson is an attritional kind of manager. He doesn't like things to be too out of the balance, you know. Yeah. Like, he would happily win every game 1-0, I think. And that's not, I don't want to call him a dour sort of negative manager. That's not what I mean, but he likes attrition. He doesn't like, and I think the problem with that is that we don't seem to be able to do it. It's almost like we're inviting lesser teams onto us, or at least that's the way they see it.
The first half, not really much happened.
Nothing happened. I stubbed my toe and that was about it.
Well, I was getting progressively colder.
Yeah,
that doesn't really happen. I can't actually think, you said we had four corners in a row.
Yeah, we did have four corners in a row, yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, that was the high point. They scored a goal as well.
Oh, yeah, a perfectly legitimate goal. We've been told. But somebody we know who sits kind of in line with where it was said he did look onside, not offside.
Yeah, it looked onside to me too. I was the wrong side to really judge, but
so the second half we came out and it's kind of the second half's all changed on one thing, and we all know what that was. It was the sending off. Was it sending off? I'm going to stick my neck out there and say I do think it was sending off, because okay, whether he had intent or whatever, it's just as a footballer, you know, you can't, those things will go against you, so just don't do them.
It's unfortunate when you overrun the ball. I think it's natural instinct to kind of. And, you know, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't a sending off. For me, it was a textbook yellow, and I said that at the time. I haven't seen the replay yet.
I still had a bit of shock, you know, when he did pull out the red.
Yeah.
But the thing is, because Sheehan was looking the other way, and the ref's gone and said, I'm going to surprise you with my red! Didn't see that coming, did you? I don't know why the ref talks like that.
Yeah, I mean, he probably doesn't talk like that, but he refereed the game as if he may talk like that.
That's the voice, the refereeing.
That's the incompetent tone.
Yeah. I always find it a bit bizarre as well with when decisions have been made like that, then there's always kind of a 1 minute, 2 minute lull.
Yeah, yeah, there is, yeah.
Things get sorted out.
It's strange, isn't it? And like for four goals, it wasn't really a very exciting game. I heard people saying that we deserved to lose that when they were coming out, and I could see, you know, I don't think we did.
I think a draw's a fair result. I don't think they had any. They had more chances than us. I don't think we had more chances.
I know
than
why
them.
People were saying it. It's because of our.
Well, just insipid.
Yeah, we're not. I don't want to. You know, I don't want everything. But that first half performance we did. There were a couple of points in the first half when we managed to string more than five or six passes together, and we created chances both of those times.
For those of you who didn't go to the game, right, I'm not saying this lightly, but for the first half, the most interesting point for a majority of people sat where we were was what was going on? Was there some sort of steward emergency?
Yeah.
Had they run out of hot dogs? what was going on? That was the height of excitement for the first half.
Yeah, there wasn't really much going on. Not a great start to the second.
No, so getting sent off from Sheehan, and then they scored.
Yeah, well, Rose came on, didn't he? And,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it was him who was not really turned inside out, but it was him who Matthew Spring cut inside to finish with his left foot.
We got into it really, got back into it really quickly. There's only
great
two
goal
minutes.
From Charlie.
Yeah. There's a 2 minute gap between it. Is there anything that boy can't do?
I don't think so. Apparently, he's really good at origami.
Sudoku, I could probably beat him with that.
Yeah. You reckon?
I don't know. I'm not actually any good at Sudoku.
Okay. You give it a go. I hate Sudoku. I can't get the hang of it, really.
It's just numbers to me, though.
Yeah. If someone could start it off for me, I reckon I'd be all right.
Yeah, and all I had to do was the last number.
Yeah.
I'd be really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair play to Charlie. Again, great delivery from Rose.
Yeah.
He has got a great delivery, hasn't he?
It's nice to have. Nice to have at this level.
Nice to have that in genuine, your locker.
Yeah. I mean, we our free kick specialists over the years haven't been... we've had a few, Zippy, obviously. But I'm thinking more recently. Mark Walters, of course.
Perhaps. You're answering your own question. I almost picture... this is going to sound really strange, but I always picture Rose a bit like a doctor arriving with his briefcase and just pulling out the left peg and go, yeah. Here we go, the moist. I'm just going to deliver.
A special teamer. Special teamer.
Specialty.
Yeah,
I know what you mean in American football, but it just sounds incredibly sordid. Special teamer.
I was captain of the special team.
all right, that's a different thing altogether. But a great delivery.
Yeah.
And the guy sat next to me goes, kind of make you wonder what would happen if Rose had been starting. I think he was implying that A, we would have scored more because of his deliveries, and B, Sheehan would have got sent off, obviously. It was kind of a...
No, it was a decent point.
Well done.
Yeah, decent point. Decent point.
Got enough hindsight.
Why does Revel have to score against us all the time?
I don't know how he managed to score from there. It's just kind of a little flick on, isn't it?
He accelerated past a couple of defenders in the first half as well. I was like, what's going on? He wasn't very good.
No, but it's...
And he isn't very good.
He just raises his game spectacularly.
I suppose it happens, doesn't it, people? Yeah. I guess that's part of being a good manager. A good manager will make Alex Revel feel that every team they're playing is Swindon Town.
Playing Swindon today, Alex. Well, we're playing Bournemouth. Playing Swindon today.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're in Bournemouth. We're playing Swindon today.
But what an uneventful game. There's not really too much more we can say, is there?
Well, we haven't even talked about our second equaliser.
Oh, well, that's true.
I know what you were thinking about, but yeah, the second equaliser... I wasn't sat next to Robin today. This tragic story we're talking about enough time, but I sat next to another mate of ours, Alex, who brought his kid Zach along for the first game. And when the ball was placed down, Alex doesn't get to watch Swindon much. And it was McGovern and Rose next to the ball. And he said, is he any good at taking it? I was like, well, if it's Rose, yeah. It was McGovern. Yeah, maybe, we don't know. And then Rose has put that one in. Top corner. Absolutely beautiful.
It was not very far out either, and really central.
Really difficult ones to do. But, fair play.
They're impossible on Pro Evo.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's almost like you want to be able to move back. I was a bit... Also, I said to Alex, when O'Brien came on, I said to him, oh, by the way, O'Brien's rubbish, Alex. He's not going to do anything. And then he managed to do, like, his first two things he did were, first of all, a good cross, then another sort of good... pullback or cut back.
I think it's just, I don't think it's even his ability. I don't think he's like some, completely inept player who has no ability to control a ball or maybe kick it straight. He's got great athleticism, and I think crossing at pace, he can do that. It's his brain. He doesn't have the footballing brain. He just...
When he was down by the corner flag, and he just kind of let the ball roll out.
Yeah, the best thing about that was he looked at the linesman.
have you seen that? Can I play on? All right, okay.
The linesman, of course, may have been a little bit shaken up from getting hit on the bonce with the ball in the second half.
Good use of bonce.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was really funny.
Again,
I like it when that happens.
We're clutching at straws here.
Yeah, highlight of the game. Two highlights.
I've never thought four second half goals and a sending off, and I still sort of
I feel short-changed.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had my value for money from the KFC.
Well,
and,
it was
and
nice.
Not from STFC.
Hey! Oh, I see what you've done there.
Yeah, can we close on that?
I almost don't want to.
Yeah, alright, okay, well, let's think of something.
Okay, well, come on, we'll do a quick three positives, three negatives.
Alright, okay, right, you go.
Three positives, I'll go first with a positive, yeah?
Yeah.
Charlie Austin's run of form, he's back, he played 90 minutes, and he gets a goal.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two, you go.
Okay. The cast iron fact that we now have a free kick specialist in the squad. That's a couple this season of real belters, plus a lot of real solid deliveries as well from wider positions. That's a massive bonus. That's going to get you goals. Over the course of a season, that's going to get you goals.
I know, I agree with that. That Simon Ferry seems to be dominating the midfield, be it as an attacking midfielder or even as a holding midfielder. I thought he did a good job today. Yes, we missed Douglas, clearly.
Yeah.
But I thought Ferry did as well as he could have done.
He's not the most dynamic of players. But
he puts the effort in.
He is neat and tidy, and technically he's very good. He can play at all angles.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. You get to be Mr. Negativity as well. See, first negative from you.
First negative is just the fact that we are negative. You know, we're not.
Doesn't that count for each other? That double negative.
I'm not sure how those things work, but we need to be up and at teams at home like Leighton Orient, and we just weren't. Where was the fight? Where was the cohesion in the first half? There wasn't any. We looked a little bit lost. So I suppose that's a bit of a general one. But what I'm saying is, we don't seem to have the belief in ourselves that we can put teams in a lot of trouble until it's either us in trouble,
yep,
or until it's the second half and the clock's ticking. So there you go, there's my first negative.
My second negative for us is we are 13 games into the season. Already we've had 3 red cards. Now, we're not a dirty team by any means, but there seems to be sort of a lack of discipline sometimes. And we never come back. So we never win when we go man down.
Mm.
It's a worry for me.
Okay.
Well, final one, Bass?
Well, my third negative, and these words choke in my throat, Ben.
Yeah.
Big Kev.
Oh, you're killing us, Kev. You really are.
He's killing me. I mean, he's had a textbook shocker today.
Tell you what I've had to do. I've had to cover over the eyes of my Big Kev poster.
Really?
I can't look him in the eyes at the moment.
What have you covered them with?
Just tape.
Just tape, mate. Standard tape. Eye-covering tape.
Kev, we need you to hit the heights.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he does seem a bit like he's a confidence player to me. Yeah. But anyway, that, you know.
That's... But it's like the right-hand side for me is crying out for Nathan Thompson. Let's give him a run.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Nate Dogg.
Oh yeah, from last time, forgot about that. So yeah,
okay. If that game was a musical instrument, what would it be?
Ooh, good question.
I think so.
I'm going to say keyboard player. Well, sorry, keyboard player, keyboard.
A keyboard.
Yeah, just annoying in general.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I'm going to say a vuvuzela. That it's quite a flat single tone. That's loud and used in South African tournaments.
You astound me, you know that.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyway, that was Leighton Orient. Okay, so this is my favourite part of the show, which is called predictions, because I'm winning. So
you're
that's
killing
why
me now.
Yep, 4-2. So just to review what we were, where we were with the last games. Rovers at home, obviously ended 2-1. I predicted 2-1.
So that puts you...
6-2 up, Bass.
Did I predict a victory, though?
Yeah, I said you predicted a victory, so you get 1 point.
So 6-3. Oh, this is hurtful.
6-3. Hey, you can't argue with that sort of stuff. Okay, Peterborough.
I'm just going to sit here and not say anything.
You know, I am pretty awesome when it comes to predictions. Peterborough, 5-4, as we all know. I predicted 3-1. So
you get another point.
I get a point for that.
And yep. I said we were going to draw, I believe.
1-1, so you get none. You're not doing too well there, Bass.
Yeah, my kind of 1-1 went out the window, you know, quite early on in that game.
Okay. Orient at home. See, this is... You really do have a lot of confidence, eh?
Yeah.
You said that you're going to win 2-0.
We should have beat them 2-0.
I should have. Not how it works. So, 0 points for you. I said 1-1, so I get 1 point there.
So what's that? 8-4? 8-3? 7-3?
Yeah, that's 8 I'm on.
You're on 8.
8-3.
8-3?
You might as well give up now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it hurts. 8-3. 8-3. 8-3. So, the next games we've got coming up, we're going to be recording the next podcast at the next Saturday home game, which is on the 13th of November.
Yeah,
so, there's 4 games in between now and then.
Yeah, we've got Orient. No, we haven't. We've just played them.
Just played Orient. So, the first game we've got is next weekend, Yeovil away. I'm not going to be there, but I think Robin's going to be going.
I'm going to be going, absolutely.
You can go first, Bass, as I've got such an unassailable lead at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I mean, you know, why change the habit of the season so far? Let's go for a 1-0 victory.
Okay.
Go on the towel.
Fair enough. I'm going to say a 2-1 victory.
Okay, fair enough. So you're just kind of... You're hedging your bets now. Because even if I do get a spot on, you're still going to get a point. I see what you're doing.
Mate, I am awesome.
I see through you now.
Okay, so... Charlton.
Transparent to me.
I'll go first with Charlton.
Go on.
I think it's going to be a tough one. But I think it's going to be a victory in the end, and I think it's going to be a 3-2.
Wow. 3-2. Okay.
Hey, goal fest.
Yeah, I'd settle for that. I mean, I think we're going to draw that. I think that's going to be score draw. Score draw, 1-1.
Yep. All right. Yep. Good bet. Okay, next in the JPT, We have Brentford at home.
We have Brentford at home. It's my turn to go first. This is our...
Oh, exciting.
It is exciting because, you know, it's already fast looking like, and I'm sorry for any eternal optimists out there, but our best chance of success this season, our best chance of some, you know, silver tangible lines. Success is in the JPT, and I think we're going to beat them. I think we're going to do them 2-0 at our place.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go for 2-1.
Okay, 2-1.
Yep, that's the way I am. Okay, the next one is Colchester at home.
Colchester?
Hey, I get to go first.
That's quite... Yeah,
I reckon Prunton's going to get sent off. I think we're going to win that just 1-0, to be honest.
We're going to nick it 1-0. Well, this is good. I mean, if your predictions are as good as they have been, then we're going to pick up some points in the next few games.
Well, I am pretty clairvoyant.
You are. All right, well, Colchester. You've said 1-0. I'm going to go 2-1 then.
All right. 2-1.
Okay.
Okay, so at the moment it stands at 8-3, just to make sure, Bass, what's the score at the moment?
It's 8-3 to you, mate.
8-3 to me, okay, as long as you know that.
If you had one more, you'd be trebling my score.
Well, that'd probably happen next week, to be honest.
Yeah.
Sorry, next week, next podcast. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Time now for our feature for this episode, episode 5. We're not doing a blast from the past. Instead, we're going to do a partner for Charlie.
A BBC programme that's just been commissioned.
Yeah, it does sound a bit like that. But as you'll recall, we mentioned in the last episode that we wanted as many contributions as we could for the ideal Swindon Town strike partner for Charlie. And your choices were limited to people who had played for Swindon Town. However, we made it interesting by deciding that we do, in fact, have a time machine.
We can go back through any period in time, medieval, Roman Empire, choose your favourite Swindon Town player, that sort of stuff.
Ice Age.
Ice Age, yeah, whoever played for Swindon Town in the Ice Age.
Yeah.
We had quite a few contributions from people, given their reasoning behind it as well, so thank you very much for that. First sort of suggestion, Tommy Mooney or Rory Fallon? Suggested by a guy called Tom Cadden.
Tommy Mooney had a lot of class, Rory Fallon had a lot of height.
Yes, just very key characteristics.
Yeah.
Great goal by Fallon. Against City, of course. That goal.
I think that's why he suggested it, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just said purely for that goal against City.
It was a hell of a goal.
Nathan Norris said he's not really using his imagination, but Simon Cox, there's no shame in that. He's a great striker. Great goals per game ratio.
Fantastic goals per game ratio. Although a lot of them came away from home. You got like 2 hat-tricks away from home in that magical season.
Yeah, fair play. He also mentions Billy Painter. It's tried and tested. Yeah, you've got a point. Quite a few other people have mentioned Billy Painter as well.
Yeah, when we signed Austin, it was almost like we signed 2 new players because Painter just became twice the player he ever was.
Yeah.
It was great.
See, that's good when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, it really was.
He brings out the best in other people.
He really did.
He's bringing out the best in everyone. Just an all-round great guy.
I bet he's a Buddhist.
We've also had quite a few people mentioning Duncan Shearer. A guy called Darren Hughes and Malcolm Day have mentioned Duncan Shearer and Jamie Williams as well.
He's always going to get a mention.
Well, yeah, he's been called an absolute goal machine. Strong as an ox.
Yeah, I like
all-round striker.
We've had a few shouts for the kind of the strong... striker. Chris Hay, I believe. Peter Thorne was another shout.
Yeah, well, is Peter Thorne a strong striker?
Yeah, he was a big lad.
He got injured quite a lot though, didn't he?
Yeah, but he had a good, really good career in the...
You know what we seem to be quite good at doing is picking up picking up players who've not really sort of made it at the bigger clubs.
Yeah.
And then turning them into consistent, solid goal scorers. I say turning them into, but they sort of blossom when they get here.
No, let's go with that. You know, it's like the magic roundabout effect.
You know? Wasn't it we said that?
You have to go around each of the 5 roundabouts, and when you complete the 5th, suddenly you're a complete striker.
Yeah, it's like an initiation they have.
Yeah, yeah. And they ring people and order pizzas when they didn't want them and stuff like that as well. That's part of the initiation process.
Yeah, and you've got a rap in front of everyone as well.
Hey, we're like a regular gang, huh?
I don't know why that's the voice that they choose. Josh Byford. He's mentioned George Ndah, who you're a big fan of, Bass, I know.
I did like George Ndah, yeah. Exciting player.
Yeah, can I shock you?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a stat here.
I know.
Yeah.
Go on.
George Ndah's goals per game ratio.
On your table of goals for game ratios, Ben, how many people is George Ndah looking up at? Is it everyone else?
Yeah. He's got he's clearly the bottom. 0.21.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, that, you know, that's goals per game. I actually, you know, haven't got time to go into the detail of why I think you'd make a good strike partner for Charlie, but I do have my reasons.
And this point made by a guy called Dan Thomas about Peter Thorne, he said that he brought blood and guts to a centre-forwards role. And we've missed that a little this season. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. And he said he was like a pumped up, more aggressive and talented Billy Painter. Or is Painter more like a diet version of Peter Thorne?
Diet Thorne.
Diet Painter. Yeah. That doesn't even work. Doesn't even work. We had quite a few people mentioning Chalky White and his high shorts.
Yeah.
Not a single person has come back to say, I think it should be Fjortoft. Which surprises me a bit.
Yeah, it is strange, yeah. But I suppose he's... Yeah, maybe you could make a case for similar types of player. Barry Corr, I think, wouldn't be the worst choice in the world. I thought he was very intelligent.
Yeah, he's not in the same breadth as all these legends that we're watching here.
No.
Is his picture on the Legends in the Legends Lounge? Is it called Legends Lounge?
Yeah,
Lounge?
The Winners Lounge.
Winners Lounge. Oh, is his picture there? No.
No.
No, it's not. So, what I did, I went on this website, which was suggested to me by a guy called Matt Taylor, who's also the guy who suggested Chris Hay to us. The website was www.swindon-town-fc.co.uk, which is, if you're into stats, you're going to love it.
Stat Attack.
It really is. And what we've worked
Statsville.
Out... Statsville, USA. We worked out...
Staten.
You stop it.
Sorry.
Staten Island.
Hey!
Hey! Goals per game ratio. So, I'm going to start from the bottom up here. You can help me out with this if you want, Bass, but, you know, feel free to butt in. At the very bottom, and it's not like the bottom of everyone, it's just the bottom of all the people that we compiled. So we've got Rory Fallon, 0.28. Andy Rowland, 0.28. Chris Hay, 0.30. See, I thought he'd have more.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to like this next one, though, Bass? Wayne Allison, 0.30.
Nice.
Yes.
The chief.
Dave Bamber, 0.34. Peter Thorne, hang on, have I read that wrong? Yeah, Peter Thorne, 0.35.
So we're now over the 1 in 3 ratio, you know, most strikers are happy with, I'd say.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
one in 2 is that mark of a real predator, isn't it? A real goal scorer. But 1 in 3, I mean, you know, that's a good
respectable
return. Yeah, absolutely. Well, how many games are we going to play this season? We're going to play, 46 games? So
that's... carry the 15, one.
15
divided
15
by
and
12.
15 and a third.
We've got square
carry
root.
Carry on one, square root, sin, cosine, cosine, tangents.
Yeah, all that rubbish.
Pythagoras.
Stop quoting maths.
Run it through the Archimedes program.
Get the BBC Electron. Speak to Gandalf the Wizard.
Play some Repton.
And then go home and watch Tron.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just a great day. Steve Chalky White, 0.36. The great Don Rogers, 0.37. Now, 0.37, that's good for a left wing.
Well, I mean, I can barely speak. I'm so impressed.
I'm lost for words. This is an emotional moment. Billy Painter, 0.37. Well, there you are. That shows how much he came on, because he didn't get off to the greatest of goal scoring starts.
No, he was a bit of a shoegazer, I always thought. And then,
well, like My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah.
And other, like, Ride, other bands of that era.
Yeah.
First you come on strong, then you fade away.
I can't try.
Yeah. Sorry about the shoegazing. Yeah. That just makes me laugh. Jimmy Quinn, 0.40. The mighty Quinn. Fair play. Tommy Mooney, 0.41.
Never forgive him for going into the corner against Brighton in that second leg, though.
Or playing
not
for Oxford.
Not that I'm bitter.
Or playing for Oxford. Fjortoft, 0.44.
Oh, well, I mean, what can you say?
That airplane celebration was a beautiful thing.
I did that a few times in my university seven-a-side leagues when I scored.
Did you?
Yeah, the airplane celebration.
Did they get it?
Yeah, well, no, it was just something I did.
Just a little thing I did.
Yeah.
Copied it off me. Alan Mays, 0.45. So we're coming up to the goal every other game ratio here. So it's quite good. Duncan Shearer, 0.49. See, that's good.
That's okay. Better than good. That's more awesome. Than lucky.
Super Sam Parkin, 0.51. So we are into the top echelons.
Echelons,
here.
Yeah. These are people that are going to get you goals.
See, Super Sammy Parkin, 0.51. And he didn't really have any pace at all, did he?
No. Didn't need it.
Again, another player who's, you know, come from a big club, and we've turned him into a goal machine. Charlie Austin.
He owes us everything.
Not Charlie Austin.
No.
Charlie Austin, 0.53.
Okay.
No, that's a good stat.
And I believe he's second in your table, Ben.
He is second in my table.
Who's first?
Well, can I shock you?
Yes.
It's Simon Cox.
Coxie.
Are you shocked?
Not really.
No.
No, he had a fantastic return rate. He's not really found the net since leaving, but he hasn't really been given a chance. So you're saying that if we can't go into our time machine and persuade Simon Cox to partner Charlie Austin, then the next best choice is Charlie Austin himself.
Or Super Sam Parkin, to be
or
fair.
Or Super Sam Parkin.
I mean, we've got a time machine. We're not au fait with cloning. Yeah,
no.
To be fair.
If we go and get Charlie from the past, though, and keep him away from his future self, and maybe put a wig on him, and...
I don't think it works for that. I think that destroys the future self as well.
Does it?
I don't know. We'd have to watch Back to the Future to find out.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Well, just stay away from Doc Brown.
Or Biff Tanner.
Metaphor for lighter.
So, yeah, who's the partner of Charlie? It's Simon Cox.
Simon Cox. And that was Wise Men Say, Episode 5. We'll be doing Episode 6 in a couple of weeks' time, when hopefully we would have picked up, amassed at least 7 points in the league and progressed...
to the upper echelon of sort of League One. That's what we're hoping for.
Well, no, I was going to say to the regional semis of the Johnston's Paint. But yeah, also...
All right.
It's difficult to know where the positivity is going to come from. You know, we need to start playing solidly before we can start playing well, I think. But, you know, who knows? Who knows what's around the corner?
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed listening to it today. It's been good fun for us recording it.
Yeah, yeah, well, we always have a laugh, don't we, you know?
As always, you know, we'd love to hear from you. We do have an email address, which is Robin.
Wisemensay@live.co.uk.
And we also have a blog / website, which is Robin.
That is wisemensaystfc.blogspot.com.
We're also on Facebook, or as my mum calls it, Facebooks.
Yeah.
Go and look for us. Search for Wise Men Say. Say you like us.
Yeah, say that we're nice.
Suggest it to friends.
Yeah.
Pass on this podcast to your friends. Distribute it around to everyone.
Sew our names upon your scarves. You know.
Upon your scarves. I thought you were going to say scabs then, which is just weird.
It wouldn't really work. No. Anyway, we'll see you on episode 6, innit?
Yeah. See you later, mum.
Bye.